Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning, and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And in this episode, I wanted to talk to you about a recent conversation that I had with my group of friends on whether it was better to raise your income or lower your expenses to achieve our financial independence goals. And although the answer to this question might seem obvious, because raising your income is so much better because our income is limitless. You can make so much money and this is unlimited, really. Lowering your expenses, on the other hand, you can only lower them so much, because at some point your lifestyle will become so cheap that you're not going to be enjoying your lifestyle anymore. I don't get that. This makes perfect sense. That is so much better to try to earn as much as you can rather than cutting your expenses because you have to enjoy life. However, it also got me thinking, because my approach is exactly the opposite. So my approach is that at the moment, I think my income isn't limitless and I'm trying to keep my expenses low while still enjoying life. And it got me thinking, am I actually maybe dreaming too small? And am I making myself too small and I should get rid of a possible imposter syndrome here and I should try to earn as much money as I can? So I wanted to create today's episode for anyone who feels like their income potential isn't limitless, like other people say, and also for those who are choosing peace and values over higher salaries. So this conversation got me thinking, am I dreaming small or am I dreaming real? Because at the moment I get paid per hour, and there's only so much I can get paid for every hour I work. So if I wanted to raise my income, I would have to work more hours. And unfortunately, if I would work more hours than I'm working now, because I am working sometimes over 50 hours, sometimes a little bit more, I would be at the risk of burnout. And I cannot get paid more per hour for the work I do. So at the moment, my income isn't scalable. And I think there are a lot of people in my situation. And I think instead of you giving up on financial independence or on improving your financial situation because you think, oh my God, I cannot earn any more and I cannot scale my income, I think you should be realistic and look into your current situation, like I want to do now in this episode. So yes, raise your income is a dominant advice. And guess why? Because it works. It actually works. So if you earn more, you can save more and you're going to achieve your goals faster. But if you cannot raise your income, which is not that great, but then you're not in a desperate situation because you still can do something about it. And raising your income works phenomenally in scalable careers. If you're in one of those careers, by all means do that. And I congratulate you because you're very lucky. But also for those who are not in such a scalable career, it's okay as well to be in not such a scalable career. So I was thinking, is that an imposter syndrome that is haunting me because I'm thinking that I cannot earn more? Or is this just my situation at the moment? Because I have the financial advisor qualifications and I could seek for a more scalable job. So in the financial advisor career, I could possibly earn more, but at what cost? Because I thought about it so long and hard. Should I just give up my peaceful, so to speak, my not very intellectually engaging job? And should I proceed to become a financial advisor and sell things that I don't believe in? Because if I was an engineer or if I was in tech and if I didn't have to sell things, I would happily do that. But I study translation and interpreting. So should I go back to university and study IT or study tech, study economics, or should I just stick to where I am and play the cards I have now the best I can? Or should I go and try to seek new cards? Because I'm thinking that might not be an imposter syndrome. That might be just my current situation, and I'm not playing the victim here. I know that we can all change our situations, but then I look at my job and it actually gives me the peace of mind that I need. It supports my podcasting journey. It actually keeps me creative because it's not that intellectually stimulating, so I can get intellectually stimulated by other things. So I can produce my content while I'm in my job. And also my expenses at the moment are very low. So I still get to invest 50% of the income I make during my job. And yes, my job is not fancy, is not something that I enjoy talking about in networking situations. However, it actually allows me to go on that financial independence path without burning out or without having a job that is overly stressful. So is it like a loser mindset? I don't know, but it works for me. And if I would go for a financial advisor role, that would clash with my values. So unless I am working for a company which coaches people or doesn't limit me on what I can recommend, unless I do that, I would actually be compromising my values if I sell prepackaged, actively managed funds or unit trusts or whatever I really don't believe in. And I'm not the kind of person that can just talk anybody into something that I don't believe in. So I'm not going to try to fight against that because at the moment, my financial situation is good. And what I don't want my work to compromise with my values because my integrity is actually my number one value. And I don't want to be the person pushing products that I don't actually believe in. And yes, I do not want to sacrifice my integrity for a role that would be scalable and would pay much, much, much more than my current role. So I think we define ambition as something that you have to thrive for and you have to climb the career ladder. And if we don't, we're not ambitious. And that's not necessarily like that. There are other ways to be ambitious. You can be ambitious in your life without wanting to sacrifice your values, especially if your value number one is integrity. You're not a loser if you're not pursuing the highest paying career, and if you're not climbing the ladder. And I think what I'm trying to convey is that you can still build slow and you can still achieve aligned success. You don't have to take shortcuts if you don't want to, obviously. And by all means, if you have a job that is scalable and you can get more and more money every year and you're happy in it, by all means, keep doing that, because that would really accelerate your financial independence journey. And I'm sure that you will get to financial independence much faster than I will, which is great. I think it's amazing. But if you don't have the scalable job, you're not a loser and you're not lesser than. And that might not be because you have imposter syndrome and you're thinking, oh my God, because I'm a woman, I cannot earn more. I work in security. All my colleagues are men and they are making exactly the same money. So this is not because I'm a woman and I think I don't deserve more money. Of course I deserve more money. That's why I save and invest. And I want to have more money and I'm going to be very rich in the future. However, I don't want to jump into something that wouldn't align with my values just because of the money. So if you're feeling similarly to me, DM me. It would be very nice to hear from you as well if I'm not the only one in this boat. And I want you to know as well that dreaming real, it is not dreaming less. You are staying true to yourself. Keep going. And if you're slow, it doesn't mean that you won't get there. Probably will take you longer to get there, but you'll get there. I trust you. So I would like to conclude today's episode by mentioning that if you would like to invest, but you don't know where to start, I made a free guide for you. It's called Start Investing Without Freaking Out. And this is a guide I wish I had 10 years ago when I had no idea where to start and I didn't know it was for me. I was never a high earner and I thought that investing was not for people like me. So I made this guide just for you. Just click on the link in my Instagram, Facebook, or in this episode description. And if you like this episode, please share it with someone. It helps more than you think. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that this is not individual financial advice. Always do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.